Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast, which is part of the Identifying and Countering Deception series. The title of today's podcast is Jesus God? Yuval Noah Harari is an Israeli-born World Economic Forum member and a lead advisor for Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab is the author of COVID-19, The Great Reset, and The Great Narrative. Schwab is a founder of the World Economic Forum, which has a 666 logo. Yuval Noah Harari is an openly gay best-selling author who abstains from eating meat and who is celebrated by Barack Obama, Mark Zuckerberg, and Bill Gates. Yuval Noah Harari has been praised by the New York Times, Stanford, TED, MIT, Silicon Valley, and Times Talks. Yuval is a Hebrew first name which means father of music, stream, brook, or tributary. In the Hebrew Bible, Yuval, also known as Jubal, was the son of Lamech and Ada, and a descendant of Cain, who is referenced in Genesis 4, 20-21. To learn more about the mindset of Yuval Noah Harari, read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. In other words, he embodies the Antichrist spirit. I'm not saying that he is the Antichrist, rather he expresses that spirit through his words and life. He stands in opposition to God's truth and will, and uses his position to defame the Lord. Here is a collage of quotes from this man that I will examine in this article. Quote, Jesus never claimed to be God. He was basically this hippie guru who wanted to reform Judaism. Jesus did not think he was Yahweh. Decades after he is dead, people say this rabbi who had a small following was actually God. I footnote this reference at the end of my article, and it's from an interview at armchairexpertpod.com /pods/ Yuval Harari returns again. And you can go to the 1 hour and 46 second mark to hear where he says these things. The Bible chapter I referenced above from 2 Thessalonians, which I hope you will take time to read, contains this passage. And I'm reading now from 2 Thessalonians 2, 9-12. This man will use every kind of evil deception to fool those on their way to destruction because they refuse to love and accept the truth that would save them. So God would cause them to be greatly deceived, and they will believe these lies. And then they will be condemned for enjoying evil rather than believing the truth. That's from the New Living Translation. Many of us can easily discern that there is an abnormal level of deception being poured out on the earth today. Sadly, humans in general are not very good at identifying and rejecting what is false. This inability goes back to the Garden of Eden. Apparently, God deliberately created us so that we need Him to know what is necessary. If we look elsewhere, we will suffer for it. In His eyes, we are all children, and we know how gullible children tend to be. He wants us to freely believe Him without fear or doubt, but flatly refuse any other source of, quote, truth that contradicts what he tells us. Adam and Eve failed this test miserably. Today is our turn at passing it. If what Harari said about Jesus is true, then Jesus was either a lunatic or a liar? Let me quote the great C.S. Lewis from his classic book, Mere Christianity. Quote, Jesus told people that their sins were forgiven. This makes sense only if he really was the God whose laws are broken and whose love is wounded in every sin. I'm trying here to prevent anyone saying the really foolish thing that people often say about him. Quote, I am ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God. That is the one thing we must not say. A man who was merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on the level with the man who says he is a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell. You can shut him up for a fool, or you can spit at him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He has not left that open to us. He did not intend to. The Bible makes it clear that Jesus' enemies knew that he claimed to be God. Let me give you two examples. The first is an encounter he had with his opposition, the Jewish religious leaders. And they are the first to speak in the following passage. Quote, Surely you're not greater than our father Abraham, who died. The prophets died too. Whom do you make yourself out to be? Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, He is our God. And you have not come to know him, but I know him. And if I say that I do not know him, I will be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, You're not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was born, I am. Therefore, they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. John 8:53-59, the New American Standard Bible. The name of God revealed to Moses was, I am who I am, which is translated Yahweh in many Bibles. When Jesus declared to his enemies that he is the I am, he knew what he was doing, and so did they. And that is why they immediately picked up stones to kill him. Another example is when our Lord stood before his accusers during his nighttime mock trial before his crucifixion. The Sanhedrin's false witnesses did not give them what they needed to condemn Jesus to death. So, as a last resort, they asked Jesus directly if he were indeed the Messiah. He did not simply affirm what they asked. He went much, much further, giving them grounds for declaring him a blasphemer. Here are our Lord's words found in Matthew 26:63-66. But Jesus remained silent, and the high priest said to him, I adjure you by the living God, tell us if you are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God. Jesus said to him, You have said so, but I tell you, from now on, you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest tore his robes and said, He has uttered blasphemy. What further witnesses do we need? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your judgment? And they answered, He deserves death. That's the English Standard Version. Now, to those who do not know the Old Testament scriptures, this may not seem like much, but for those Jewish leaders who did know the scriptures, what Jesus said was a claim to be God. The reference is to the writings of the prophet Daniel, and I quote from Daniel 7, 13 and 14. The prophet wrote, "I saw in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven there came one like a son of man. And he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him, and to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom is one that shall not be destroyed." English Standard Version. Even though many claim that Jesus' self-identification as the Son of Man was a reference to his humanity, I believe first and foremost it is a reference to this passage in Daniel. This Son of Man is a heavenly being who has been given everlasting dominion and will judge all peoples. This fits perfectly with the Christian position that Jesus is the God-man who died as the Lamb of God for our sins and rose again as the Lord of Lords, who now sits at his Father's right hand, waiting for his enemies to be completely subjugated, at which time he will return as the divine Son of Man to judge the living and the dead and rule over God's kingdom forever. It is obvious that Harari and his interviewers are ignorant of the Bible, since they make many false statements during the interview that I footnoted. Or they may simply be spinning a deliberate lie to deceive the simple. They will account to God for their haughty dismissal of Jesus' claims and the Bible. In either case, Harari is being used as an instrument of Satan to weave a web of deception to drag as many people to hell with him as possible. There is still time for repentance, even for Harari. Until we stop breathing or the Lord returns, we all still have hope. Let's be proclaimers of truth, not collaborators with deception. Are you ready to align yourself with the truth about Jesus? Here's how. You may wish to pray this prayer. Jesus, I have finally reached the point where I am ready to acknowledge that you are Lord of all. I surrender my life to you and ask you to use what time I have left on earth for your glory. Thank you for forgiving my sins and giving me eternal life. I ask you to baptize me with the Holy Spirit and power and help me to be your faithful witness. Amen.